It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wonder if you should get tested for colorectal cancer? Well, it's the second leading cancer killer in the U.S., and screening helps prevent it. So if you're 50 or older, it's time. Even if it doesn't run in your family, most often, colorectal cancer occurs in people with no family history. And it doesn't always cause symptoms, especially early on, so don't wait for symptoms to get tested. Screening helps prevent the disease by finding precancerous polyps so they can be removed. Remove the polyp, prevent the cancer. Screening also helps find colorectal cancer early when treatment works best. You might be thinking, oh no, not that test. But here's the thing, you have options. There's more than one screening test. Talk to your doctor to find the one that's right for you. No more excuses. If you're over 50, get tested, because colorectal cancer screening really does save lives. A message from HHS and CDC's Screen for Life campaign.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome in. Chris Lemonis in 1 hour. Chris Lemonis, Hale State baseball coach, 1 hour from now. And we'll discuss Bryce Chance out of Madison Ridgeland Academy. And, man, that guy, he continues to get better and better. I know his crew is proud, starting in the SEC. And Tyson Harden? I mean, what's going on here? I'm getting some text messages here, and he's doing great, right? I mean, he did an unbelievable job. He got the win yesterday, threw two innings, five strikeouts. The guy in a game that you desperately needed to go 10-8 in the conference. You've now won three in a row. You were coming off an embarrassing weekend last weekend in Oxford. You just folded on Sunday. You come back and you win three in a row against Auburn. And because you got to go to Vandy this weekend. You know what I'm saying? I mean, can you win a game? Yes. But you really got to figure out a way to get a game. You know, if Chris Lemonis comes out of Vandy this weekend with 11 conference wins, you're good. You feel good about it. Then you host Bama. Okay? Then you go to Arkansas, maybe get one. And then you host Missouri. And you can kind of do, you know, go where you want to go. And with those two pitchers, you know, your Friday, Saturday guy, and the way the deal, you know, the makeup of college baseball, I think we're seeing transfer mania and disruption, and I don't think we are. You may have something. But still, 4 weeks plus a fifth in Hoover and then the regionals. So we're 6 weeks away from regionals, four more conference weekends plus Hoover. I don't know if I'm ever going to make it over to Hoover again. I don't know. I did get invited to some kind of VIP thing for Taylor Hicks when they had their big pro-am celebrity something-something. And Saban's supposed to be there, so I'm going to hang out with Saban and get the, you know, kind of 411 on what his TV career is going to be like. And I'll report back when I come back. But other than that, I don't think I'm going. You know, I used to love going for baseball, but I just don't have it in me anymore. You know, I may be at the beach, actually, that weekend. I can't remember. Anyway, Jackson Meadows, how are you, man?
Doing well.
Oh, Boston Red Sox baseball.
Yeah. I had enough of the negative talk about my boys in Boston last week, telling me Tatum's not an NBA star. I can't hear this.
Yeah, well, he's not. But that's okay. He's a good player. I like that Red Sox T-shirt.
I got to keep it going, man. I told you, it's baseball season, man. It feels good.
Well, that's, you know, I really, really like the Cubs.
Sure.
I like the Braves, and I like the Red Sox. And the reason why is Boo Ferris, who went to Mississippi State and was a great coach at Delta State, and he played with Ted Williams and Dom DiMaggio and Pesky, and that's just incredible to me. But also, Jonathan Papelbon going through the Red Sox was really cool.
Big time.
And Paps and I went to dinner early in his career, and we ended up at Shapley's, and that guy, he was in his wild thing, you know, phase.
Oh, yeah.
Having
a good time.
Yeah, and it was just wide open. Wide open. But
Boo Ferris, Red Sox Hall of Famer.
Yeah, Hall of Famer. Papelbon will be, too, if he's not already.
Yeah, absolutely. Pretty sure he got inducted if he hasn't been.
I would think so.
Will be,
yeah,
sure.
I think one of his buddies here that I talked to a good bit, I think he may have been up there in the last couple of years at a Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
He was there 2-3 weeks ago. It was the 20th anniversary of...
Oh, the World Series?
The biggest comeback, the largest comeback in sports. Down 0-3 to the Yanks in ALCS.
Oh, he wasn't on that team, but he was on the next World Series team. But that's, I see, right, what you're saying when Schilling had the bloody shot.
Yeah, they brought the World Series back for the 20th. Okay, yeah, that's right.
Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah, because he was there a little bit. He right. wasn't the Break the Curse team.
No.
But he was the next one when he was on the mound when they beat the Colorado Rockies.
Yes. Yeah. Seth Smith.
Yeah.
Mississippi boys on the hill and at the plate.
Well, Paps is a Florida guy, but yes, he played at Mississippi State. Yeah. You're exactly right. That's right. All right. We are the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone, brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance. There's a local agent near you. Go local. Go with the home team, as Jake Mangum likes to tell us. Bundle your car and home and save with your local Farm Bureau Insurance agent. Favorites.com. That's F-A-V-E. Favorites.com. Bundle your car and home and save with your local Farm Bureau Insurance agent. They'll take care of you. Especially when that bad weather comes through. Goodness gracious.
Boy, Pap was a 6-time All-Star.
I did not realize that.
I had no idea.
He was a 6-time All-Star?
6 out of 12 years in the league. That's Ooh. Pretty. I had no idea.
How many total saves did he have while he was in MLB?
368. That's a chunk. Let me see where that is all time.
Okay. Papelbon had that many saves?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I remember when he did the game day thing. Not sure how many cocktails he had prior to that. He was Chris Fowler, who I think is about as much fun as a 1985 school library. Was not real happy with Jonathan Papelbon that day.
Oh, he wasn't.
No, remember because he had the cigar. And I think he was a little inebriated.
Yeah.
Or a lot. Or maybe that was just adrenaline. Who knows? I thought it was fun. That was when, you know, they were so buttoned up and tight. You know, McAfee has brought a lot to the game day show because, believe me, Fowler and Reese Davis, I mean, they're still very much 1981, you know, broadcasters. What you got?
I can't believe he's got that many saves.
How many is it?
It's about 370. That's a lot.
Okay, right around 370. I wonder how close that puts him.
No way. Yeah,
to the Hall of Fame. Man, that's a,
he's top 10.
I don't know. I just, you know, I don't track that as much as a lot of people do. I think it's cool. I'd love to see, you know, Raffy or Will make it. You know, Raffy allegedly was taking some PEDs, like 72% of Major League Baseball.
Right.
They're either going to have to not let anybody in or whatever. Will's kind of on the, he's somewhat in the Dale Murphy space, but probably with a little bit more juice. I don't know. Murph was a two-time NL MVP, yeah. but Will, I don't know. But Murph's not, you know, still not getting in. That's a tough one. And then they allow people in like Harold Baines. Anyway, let's get into. I could go down here and just, you know, I don't understand it. It's so subjective, and the voters are. They're those guys that take themselves very, like Reese Davis and Chris Fowler, very, that's very, very seriously.
Very good examples.
Yeah.
Pap finished second in rookie of the year. That's got to be one of the best professional careers come out of this state, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're six-time All-Star. I don't care what sport.
Yeah. World Series.
World Series champ.
Yeah. Yeah, six-time All-Star.
That's pretty.
That's juice.
That's significant.
He and Raffy and Will, there's a couple others, but I mean, they're. Oh, I'll tell you how impressive Will Clark and Rafael Palmeiro's careers are. Since they left Mississippi State, you haven't had anybody from this state come close to doing what they did. So, when you look at batting average, home runs, longevity, RBIs, hits, and so on.
No way.
Yeah.
I mean, you had a great spurt there for a little while with Mangum
I meant in the pros.
Okay.
I'm talking about MLB careers. It's really not close.
Oh, that's not happening.
Yeah. I mean, you know, watching like Hunter Renfroe and Adam Frazier hang around is unbelievable. It's so super hard to get there.
Oh, that's
and then to stay for years like Frazier and Hunter Seth Smith. Is remarkable. And then we've had some pitchers, you know, like we're mentioning Lance Lynn and Paps and others that are hanging around for 6 to 8 years and making some serious cabbage. But to hang around, be on the roster for that long is simply remarkable, considering the guys that have come out of this state from the three programs that haven't made it, that were still insanely talented players. So,
Frazier debuted in... No way.
Hold on. Let me guess what year.
Wow.
So 2013, they had the national championship series against UCLA. So he starts pro ball, I don't know, a few weeks later. He gets a little couple months there, and then he comes back in 14. Did he debut in 15 or 16?
16.
Okay.
That's good. It's 2024.
Man, he's got massive, you know, pension coming later. He's vested. He's played a ton of games.
Yeah.
He's making millions of dollars.
He was an All-Star.
Yeah.
2 years ago.
Was he really?
Oh, yeah.
I knew Rooker was last year, the year before with the A's. That's impressive.
Oh, yeah. He clipped one. He had a real good start of that year, Pirates year.
Cohen, as much as people love to dislike John Cohen, two things. Replacing Ron Polk, and they were mad at Cohen for what Polk left. And two, Cohen is an athletic director. Okay. And the fact that he's not necessarily warm and fuzzy all the time.
Right.
I got along with him well. So did some others. But you had to kind of know what you were getting into.
Yeah.
John was just a phenomenal baseball coach for Mississippi State Bulldogs. And the guys that he drove into the league, jeez, after you went years and years with not really having anything, is really remarkable. All right, I want your reaction to the weekend. Mississippi State got out the brooms. It's been a while. You like that? This is a fan base that is rabid. It's the most rabid, committed fan base in the country when it comes to college baseball. And you're coming off three wins against Auburn. I know Auburn's not good, but their wins, that's who you got to play. Yep. And again, I said this earlier, there are teams in football, basketball, and baseball who don't have good years in our league, but they have players. Y'all get that, right? And then there are a couple of teams who they don't have a good year and they don't have players, like Vanderbilt football. Auburn has players. They have guys that were recruited by other teams.
Yeah.
Okay? They have plenty of... And Butch Thompson has lived in the postseason and he's been to two College World Series. So he's legit. But let me tell you who the MVP is. Justin Parker. Because, you know, this text that I got is basically tells me everything I need to know about Tyson Harden. He gave up 40 hits in fewer than 20 innings last year. He's allowed 4 in the last 9 2/3 inning, all against SEC competition. I did not know that. Justin Parker, guys, is... Now, I said this. This isn't an overly talented... It's not a bad group by any stretch, but it is not an overly talented group that Justin Parker... Like, it's not some of the groups that Butch Thompson had to work with at Mississippi State.
Right.
Or Fox Hall right when he got there. Yeah. Right? Loaded. So, you think about that. Tyson Harden, 10 straight appearances without giving up a run.
We do that number again.
Okay, last year?
Yeah.
This is Tyson Harden for our listeners. He won he got the win. He didn't win. It took a bunch of dudes right to win the game for you yesterday. But he was the winning pitcher, mowing down people left and right in a very intense game in which Auburn... Look, those guys have played travel ball since they were 6. They were recruited by multiple Power 5 schools. They've had a bad year. But those type kids, the way they're wired, they don't give up. It's kind of like Ole Miss winning that third game against Georgia.
Yeah.
There's a lot of pride. They've won a lot of games. There's a lot of accolades. There's a lot of all-state, big, high-level, you know, travel ball, all that stuff. And so Auburn wanted that game. They wanted to be able to celebrate and pump their fist in the middle of the field on a Sunday and Mississippi State to watch that. And so Tyson Harden comes in and mows people down. Last year, this is Justin Parker for you. Last year, Tyson Harden, he gave up 40 hits in fewer than 20 innings last year. He's allowed 4 in the last 9 2/3, all against SEC competition. 10 straight appearances without giving up a run. Thanks to Charlie Winfield with the Bulldog Initiative for sending me those numbers this morning. Because we're in a little bit of a transition, and my crack research staff is not quite up and running. And so Charlie Winfield dropped that on, because I was like, you know, Charlie eyeballs this. He calls the games. And I was like, how good is Tyson Harden? And he was like, his ball has movement this year. Justin Parker's a dude. That's your pitching coach that you actually recruited from the South Carolina Gamecocks, who's a hell of a program. And they were winning and you weren't. That should tell you something else about Chris Lemonis. As some of you want him to go ahead and pack his bags, which he's not. This thing's trending towards, and this is what you want if you have any kind of, you know, just zen moment. You want Lemonis, Gautreaux, and Parker back, especially with what you've seen from Parker. And if Gautreaux's going out and getting guys like Stevens in California and Mershon in South Carolina, then and Dakota Jordan from the Jackson Metro.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Ross Highfield? I mean, these guys can play. Connor Hisak? These guys can play. And by the way, you can't waste Dakota Jordan and Stevens and Sanja and Mershon. You got to go to the region because you're good enough to win a lot. You could get bounced, but you're good enough because of the way this year is. And just who you are. It's just like anytime Mississippi State, Ole Miss, Auburn, South Carolina get in the postseason, like anytime you get in that number around 15 conference wins and you've been through the brutal stretch of the league, you can hurt some people's feelings.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're not going to be intimidated going on the road to Duke regional or wherever. You're not.
Any regional.
Right.
You're ready to roll.
You're about to go to Vandy this week and you still got to go to Arkansas. You're not going to be intimidated. You will be battle. I mean, to say that you will have fought the battles over the 30 games, you will have. And your team showed some resiliency. Actually, they've showed resiliency throughout the year. We give our, you know, but they showed they got hit with adversity. They're down 3-1. They tied up in the seventh, and they went in extra innings. And give Kohler and Tyson Harden and several dudes a ton of credit.
I mean, after the Ole Miss series, you know, this could have gone real south real fast.
Oh, no question. See, this could have gone the other way. You could be waking up this morning really mad.
Oh, yeah.
And Auburn could have taken a bad Auburn team that has players but not playing well, could have taken 2 or 3. And then you would be looking at taking millions of dollars and cutting the cord. See, Ole Miss is in a spot now. I don't know what's going to happen here because Ole Miss lost 2 or 3, and they have a ton of dough wrapped up in baseball. And Keith Carter's thinking the same thing as Zach Selman or vice versa. And Keith's riding high with the football program and preseason top 10 and the schedule and all the players coming back and the QB. But they want you got to keep pumping money into football. You don't want to take 7, 8, 9 million and throw it into baseball. We are very passionate. I mean, we love it. We're committed, passion-driven state on baseball. Yeah. My gosh, people were everywhere this weekend in Starkville. I couldn't go anywhere without people seeing. And it was I had a blast. I got to see people that I have not been able to see in a long time. But there were people everywhere. And it's just like that in Oxford. So we've created this insane thing where there's not that many people in Tuscaloosa and Athens, the two monster football towns. But our towns are packed, absolutely packed in the spring, which is good for our state and good for those towns. But this weekend in Starkville, I got there on Thursday, and I went to dinner with Brooks Brine. He was on the 97-98 College World Series team.
Nice.
We went to Commodore Bob's.
Aha.
Place was hopping.
Old Brady.
Brady.
My guy.
Okay. So let me just tell you, they were slinging the stuffed pork chops.
So
with
good,
that, man. Oh my God. I didn't get one. I went with the ribeye. And I'm going to have to go back next week and get the pork chop. But that place was packed. And then.
He's doing well.
I know.
Proud of that guy.
I know. I'm happy for him.
Yeah.
He's one of the driving forces right now in the state of Mississippi culinary wise.
No way.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's high praise.
Yeah, it is. Very, very talented.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to give the man a call.
Yeah.
Good guy.
Good guy.
Had a lot of fun time with that guy.
And then I hit two brothers, but Saturday, you know, the rain came in.
Yeah.
But they got the Blake Shapen game in. And Shapen, and so I've got a lot of guys that are pessimistic, right? And people were texting me about how excited they were about Lebby's offense and Blake Shapen. You know, Art Briles created a lot of this. Kiffin took it. He hired Kendall Briles at Florida Atlantic.
Yeah.
Who is Jeff Lebby's brother-in-law? Mm-hmm. Kendall Briles. Okay? So what did Kiffin do after he goes to rehab at Alabama? He hires Kendall Briles as his first OC. Because you got to give Kiffin credit. Man, he is big and constantly evolving and pivoting. Goes down there, really gets his arms wrapped around what that is. Now, almost identical offenses are being run in Oxford and Starkville.
Yeah.
Lebby's able to land Blake Shapen, who's played a ton of football at Baylor, and they were slinging it around over the weekend, and people are excited because you have to be. What did Keith Carter tell us 2 weeks ago when we were in Oxford? When he was hiring at Ole Miss, he said, I knew I had to have an offensive guy. Zach Selman thought the same thing. And if it wasn't going to be Chadwell from Liberty and it wasn't going to be Gus Malzahn from Central Florida, by damn, it was going to be Jeff Lebby from the University of Oklahoma / Ole Miss. I mean, think about who Lebby's worked under. Art Briles, Josh Heupel, Lane Kiffin, Brent Venables. And he signed with Oklahoma as a quarterback. Right. If he doesn't tear up his knee, who knows what happens under Bob Stoops for him? He was a phenomenal football player coming out of Texas high school.
Unaware. Dang.
How about that? He signed with the University of Oklahoma when they were roaring under Bob Stoops.
That would have been
21 years ago.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Okay.
They were just a couple of years removed from a national championship.
Yeah.
I mean, Bob Stoops, you know, Bartu talks about it all the time. Stoops is one of the best ever. So Lebby played under his dad, Texas high school football, played under Stoops, coached under Briles, coached under Heupel, coached under Kiffin, coached under Venables.
Dude, what? That's a...
He's going to rebuild your program fast, but you're going to need a little bit of a transition year here. But the way they looked on Saturday, Shapen can play.
What a pedigree.
You haven't had... Yeah.
Holy cow.
I know.
That's impressive.
Man. Well, it got people excited. That's what Zach Selman and his team want. That's what Charlie Winfield wants. He wants people excited so that he can knock on their door and say, I need you to sign up for $100 a month or $500 a month or give $1,000 or whatever it is. Right? Because you see Blake Shapen throwing it around and you're like, what in the hell's going on? They're running a modern offense. I mean, everybody's running what Baylor ran with RG3. They are. I mean, it's all kinds of variations. Good morning. Welcome in. Chris Lemonis will join us on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line at 8:30. His Mississippi State Bulldogs swept the Auburn Tigers. Tyson Harden. Look what Justin Parker has done with Tyson Harden, among others. He's from Dover, Florida. That's a suburb of Tampa, Florida. I learned something new this morning. We're live in the Bank Plus studio. This is the Out of Bounds Show. We're ESPN 105.9 The Zone.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.